Major support for Out to Lunch is provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937 with over 375 attorneys in offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base. JonesWalker.com. And by Shorten Associates, legal recruiters in Louisiana and Texas. And by Lafayette Comedy, bringing national comedy shows to Acadiana.
From the French Press in downtown Lafayette, we're out to lunch with Christian Maeda, publisher and editor of The Current. It's business, Acadiana style.
Welcome to Out to Lunch. I'm Christian Maeda. You know, I work from home most of the time, and my desk is a pile of post-it notes and coffee mugs, and knickknacks, and open unopened mail. I look to my left, and my wife's desk has the tranquility of a Buddhist temple. Just kind of no wonder she gets more done. And, you know, getting organized is a kind of therapy. It also makes pretty satisfying TV with before and after photos. And Marie Kondo made that trade famous by teaching people to spark joy in their lives with precise and meditative organizing. But she was really the tip of a long spear. Home and commercial organization has been a profession for some time. And there's real value in having someone experienced in making spaces work do it for you. Organizing doesn't spark joy for everyone, but being organized generally does. Renee Ori of Amazing Spaces here in Lafayette has made a career of it since the early 2000s. Renee began her professional career in design, but switched to organizing when she saw how many clients she worked with needed it. Amazing Spaces works with both residential and commercial clients, organizing home offices and streamlining warehouses for efficiency. They also provide move-out and move-in services, helping customers pack up and unpack with peace of mind. Renee has a personal passion for organizing pantries and has a penchant for arranging space in older homes. Deep shelves are nothing a 20-foot lazy Susan can't fix. Renee Ori, welcome to Out to Lunch.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course, you know, cleansing inside you is just as important for your mental health as cleaning around you. We've traded wholesome nutrition in our culture, in our diets, for cost and convenience. And according to one estimate, around 90% of Americans have traces of pesticides in their bodies from eating conventional produce. Spinach is apparently the worst offender there. Besides the long-term health effects, big meals can make you feel pretty lousy after lunch. And clean eating can clear the way to a clean mind. And that's what Beverly Boatner offers at Clean Juice Lafayette, the first local franchise location of the national organic juice chain. Clean Juice offers made-to-order organic juices, smoothies, wraps, salads, and grain bowls. It's the only all-organic juice bar in the city, and they also offer juice cleanses, which are kind of like home organizers for your body. Beverly operates Clean Juice with her daughter, and both of them are teachers. They use that background to help customers understand what to eat for their health and why. Beverly, welcome to Out to Lunch.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Renee, my wife and I watch a lot of, like, process shows. And, you know, someone swoops in and they fix a restaurant or they remodel a kitchen. You know, and the before and after really is, like, really satisfying and something that we always joke about, right? It's like they bring in, like, a fiddly fig, and they put it there. And so my wife and I are always thinking, like, all right, well, who's going to take care of that fiddly fig afterwards? And so it kind of got to me thinking, you know, part of what you do is you come in and you help people organize, you know, their spaces in a way that can be convenient. But, like, if you're kind of messy like me, you're going to screw that up immediately. So I guess my first question is like, you know, when you go in and do this work, I mean, what do you do in terms of helping people maintain that organization after you leave?
That is a great question. We come in and really evaluate how the space is going to be used, you know, and then we develop a system and processes. So we zone certain parts of their space. So if you're looking for something, you know exactly where to find it. You know, there's a place for everything and everything in its place.
Do you find that people generally stick to it afterwards? Like if you say, like, look, man, this is how you're going to do it. Here's your zone. Your pencils are going to go here and your canned goods are going to go here. That people, you know, once they register, we're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like that they follow through with that.
It does. One time we organized a very large master closet for this lady. And the first time, it didn't really work. The second time we came in, we really went through everything and zoned winter, summer, you know, all the different seasons. And then we color coordinated all of her items. And she was so happy. I saw her about a year later, and she said, Renee, my closet looks exactly the same way it did when you left. I'm so happy.
So you're talking about zones by season in a closet. So when you talk to me more about, like, how a zone works. Maybe
A zone works by just gathering like items and sorting like items. So we would go through, and anything that she would wear in the long summers that we have, or spring, and then just, you know, file away or zone away the winter items, you know, sweaters.
Is that like a term that you prefer more than file away? Is that like a term
zone.
Of art? Zone away?
I like zone. Okay. Zone.
So in the industry, is that generally how people think about this? I mean, like, so your first object, your first goal is to establish the
right.
zone?
Right. It is. Yeah. If we're not working in a closet, we space plan a room. So just to make sure that the flow is the best that it could be for the way the space is going to be used, we space plan, and then we go in and zone and organize on top of that.
Okay. So Beverly, you know, at first blush, I'm thinking Acadiana, not necessarily known for its healthy diets, right? You know, but still, like, on the other hand, like, got a pretty big health center here. I mean, like, literally hospitals, but also, like, a gym that's kind of like the center of social life. So certainly it seems like there are people that care about their bodies. But it does strike, raise a question in my mind of, like, how do you approach marketing, right? The clean lifestyle or the really thoughtful nutrition lifestyle to a new market. So how do you get Cajuns, in other words, to think better about how they eat?
Well, that is very much a challenge. First, we need to get them in the door, and that usually happens with people wanting to make a lifestyle change, and they're in search of how to do that. So once they get in the door, and they do come to us, we need to be educated. Our juiceristas need to be educated, because that's the big part of who we are and what we want to be and what we want to offer is a good education to those that walk through the door. So we just educate them on what it looks like to be able to create a preventative lifestyle to avoid negative health effects down the road, so to speak. We do that by just letting them know that, you know, organic is not really just a new fad, or it's a tradition. It's going back to the old ways of life where, you know, you eat fruits and vegetables, and that's how our bodies were made, to eat fruits and vegetables. And if you do that, you will definitely have a strong body and be also healthy in spirit. It's one of our models that we use often. Foods, of course, we know give you energy, and that's what makes us or allows us to have not only mental clarity but energy and feel good. And that's what, you know, we try to market to our guests, and you know, whether we're on Facebook or out at the farmers market or you know, at any kind of fitness event, you know, greens, you always heard, you know, your grandmother said green, you need to eat all your greens. But yeah, you know, it's food is what gives us energy, and especially in organic, you do get more nutrients than in a conventional produce or, you know, fruits and vegetables.
It sounds like folks come to you in kind of a similar fashion. I would think people come to you, Renee, where they're saying, like, look, I got to make a change, you know, in my life. And it sounds like it must be pretty rewarding, actually, right? I mean, you know, for somebody to come in and say, like, look, I've been doing it this way, and you know, I'm at a point in my life where I've got to change. I mean, is that a pretty common story for you?
Yes, all the time. This gentleman came in and decided he was going to do a 7-day cleanse, which a cleanse is drinking 16-ounce bottles of fresh fruits and vegetables, which is like 15 pounds of organic fruits and vegetables. So, and people think, oh, I'm going to be weak, and I, you know, it's like I'm just going to be drinking liquids. So sometimes the first day is hard, you know, it's like. But, I mean, you can eat some salted nuts and have a little salad. That's not going to blow the cleanse. But the story ends or continues as on his third day, he comes in the store and he goes, how can I feel so good? Like, I'm so energetic. I'm sleeping better. I feel great. And as he continued to complete his 7 days, he was just like, why don't people do this more often? Or why don't I do this more often?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, Renee, is stubbornness or reluctance a big part of something you have to overcome? I mean, I imagine if somebody's coming to you and saying, come help me organize it, maybe there's less of like that sense of a hump you got to get over. But I would think that you came into my space and you're like, hey, have you thought about moving that stapler over there? I might be like, hey, lady.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's what I really want you to do. I mean, is that part of the gig, is helping people sort of overcome their own habits?
It is part of the gig, but a lot of people have sentimental attachments to their things. It's not just rearranging for efficiency, but, you know, a lot of people have way too many items in their home, so we help people declutter and try to decide what is important for them to hold on to and what are some items that they can release. So we have a lot of relationships with the local charities, so we know exactly where to deliver. We also take away their donations the same day that we have a session with the client. So it's immediate gratification.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever had a case where somebody like gives up, you know, a cabinet, and they were like, wait, I really shouldn't have given up that cabinet.
Never.
That was my, you know.
Not once. Not even once.
So once it's out the door, people are good with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they thank me. You know, they really do. They're grateful to have been able to finally let go of things that they've moved from house to house, and they don't even know why a lot of times.
So, Beverly, I mean, that has me kind of wondering. You mentioned this gentleman, right, who went through the process of the cure or the juice cleanse and then sort of comes out and realizes it's a better experience than maybe he might have anticipated. But, you know, when I kind of the first question I asked Renee, of course, was like, you know, the idea of the long-term maintenance of this new habit. I mean, do you find it's difficult to get people to commit to sort of changing those habits long-term? Or do most people, once they maybe go through that cleanse or they first start, you know, adopting a more wholesome diet, that they do indeed stick to it?
For the most part, and people come to us more often, or it's been our case, and we go to them, like as with the marketing, and you know, because they do want to make that lifestyle change. A family member has been sick, or they're feeling bad, or their doctor tells them their blood sugar is high and they need to get this under control. So they come to us, and once they do it, they're sold. You know, they feel so much better. They usually look better because, you know, although we don't guarantee that you're going to lose weight, you know, when you cut out a lot of the sugars and the, you know, artificial stuff, and your body is using everything in the right way that it needed to from birth, you know, from creation or how we were made to for all that to function, they're feeling so good, and it's like, oh, I don't need sugar. I don't need those added sugars, or, you know, and I'm not putting that poison in my body that, you know, with fruits and vegetables and processed food that have chemicals and pesticides and additives that your body doesn't know what to do with, because they're not made to be in there. You know, they're just have that negative health effect that...
It's interesting. So, you know, this is a... You guys are a local franchisee, and whenever I talk to folks who are kind of in that process, one thing I'm always curious about is, you know, how the local, you know, flavor or local habit, like, what are the things that sort of, you know, people who go to the clean juice in Lafayette go crazy for that they may not go crazy for the clean juice in, you know, Massachusetts or whatever? Like, is there a particular item that y'all do that just flies off the shelves that may not go, you know, for some of your counterparts in other communities?
We had... And it's back on the menu or some sort of that, a pitaya bowl, which was an acai bowl that people just loved. And it wasn't a good seller across the board, so they took it off the menu. Although this spring we do, pitaya is the add-on, and we have a spring one, which is pink and in color. And there's also an acai bowl that's a little different from... what the original one was. But yeah, that people just really like that, as well as our carrot cake bowl, which people were very disappointed this spring that it did not come back. The pitaya bowl came back, but the carrot cake bowl didn't. So yeah, I find that, and across the board at every store, our avocado toast is the best seller.
Okay.
But as far as the one item, I would say it was that pitaya bowl, but we don't have it anymore.
So do I understand, like, is Pattaya the name of the acai bowl, or is Pattaya a substance? I've never heard the term Pattaya before.
Both. Okay. So maybe you've heard the term dragon fruit.
I have, yes.
Okay, so Pattaya is like the official name for dragon fruit. Dragon fruit's like the nickname. So it's a superfood that, you know, we call our add-on, one of our add-ons, which is, you know, high in fiber, magnesium, really high in antioxidants to fight those free radicals. So all of our food is so health beneficial.
Yeah.
You know, just help you to establish that healthy lifestyle. And it's good. It's smoothies. We're sweetened with organic honey or maple syrup or date paste. So that, like I said, there's no added sugars. And they're really yummy.
Hmm.
It's easy to make a lifestyle change once you know, like, oh, it doesn't have to taste bad or not sweet. Or, you know, we have what we call our milks, and one tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk after that cereal that you eat. And one, there's a cacao milk, which is kind of the same base with vanilla and cinnamon, and all made with cashews that we make in-house. And it's like a chocolate milk. And one with it's a cold latte. We just add that same base with organic cold brew coffee. And there's this one couple that's been driving from Baton Rouge to get cacao milk. It's like, we can't find it. And she has some food allergies and some health issues. And, you know, so there's a, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there that just don't know that it could be easier to make that lifestyle change. And,
You're listening to Out to Lunch. I'm Christian Mader. I'm talking with Beverly Boatner of Clean Juice Lafayette and Renee Ori of Amazing Spaces. Renee, have you ever had an experience where you've walked into a space that you just couldn't organize? I mean, where you just, like, you yourself, you couldn't, you know, Tetris it in your mind in a way that would actually make sense? I mean, I try to organize my own spaces, and I'm terrible at it. And I know that might just be the way my brain is wired, but it still has me thinking, like, surely you must walk into some spaces and you're thinking, like, you know, God can't help this man. You know?
No. I've always known that I could organize the space. But a couple of times, someone has bought a gift certificate for either a family member, you know, their mom or somebody, and the mom was a hoarder. So I had gone in, and she was reluctant. She did not want anybody in her space. She wasn't ready to tackle that. But they bought the gift certificate, so when we did schedule the appointment, we organized a very small space, but I knew it was not a good fit because she was not in that mindset. So I question gift certificates now to see, okay, is this person a hoarder? Or are they on board? Because it could be offensive, you know, to that person, and it's uncomfortable, you know. And I don't want to be in someone's space, you know, trying to organize it when they're not ready for this.
I would think that, you know, hoarding specifically is something that is really, you know, it's not about organization. In a lot of cases, people who need maybe some type of counseling or something like that. I mean, you know, there's something, you know, more serious there. I mean, like, is that something you encounter a lot where you come into a space? I wouldn't think so, just based on the way that you...
No, yeah. It's not something I encounter. But what is funny is whenever I do a walkthrough of somebody's house, they'll say, is this the worst you've ever seen? And those are the neatest houses that I've gone to.
Yeah.
You know, everybody thinks that, oh, you've never seen a space like this before.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been in hoarders' houses, and, I mean, I'm up for the challenge if they are, but,
yeah,
you know, they have to be on board.
Yeah.
So you have to be ready for this.
Yeah, I would think, Beverly, that's got to be kind of similar to you. I mean, some people come in and might be a little bit overwhelmed, you know, if they don't know what, you know, Pattaya is, for instance, or if there's some exotic fruits or even the you know, the utility or usefulness of, say, magnesium, right? You brought up, like, something like, I don't pretend to be somebody who knows a lot about nutrition, but, I mean, I'm familiar with the periodic table. I don't really know what magnesium has to do with the body, right? So, I mean, like, how do you approach somebody who comes in, like, I need to make a change, but, you know, man, I just don't even know where to start with all this stuff. I mean, like, I don't even know what additives I need. You know, like, how do I even begin? Are folks coming in with recommendations from nutritionists? I mean, how does that work?
Some do. Some people come in. Their dietitian has sent them. our nutritionist had sent them, recommending that they, you know, make some a start in a change. And that's kind of what I've always encouraged people to do. It's like, okay, yes, I'm 100% organic. Well, 99%. You know, and I, you know, I just actually I feel really sick when I don't eat organic, but that's just because my body's used to that. But anything in moderation is what I tell them. It's like start crowding things out. Okay, so you want to make a change, but you know, don't tell yourself I have to give up everything. Just take a small cacao milk and have that ready, like when you want to eat ice cream at night. So it'll help that sweet tooth. It's protein. It's going to help you sleep better. And then if you're out for lunch and you are eating pizza, well, maybe pair that with one of our what we call reds, which has beets and carrots and apples. So I mean, you're getting 3 to 4 of your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables. But you're getting your pizza, too. So, you know,
pizza.
Yeah. You know, I mean, because sometimes it might be hard for, you know, if you're out working and, that you know, you only have a small window of time to grab something to eat. And it's pizza down the street. Now, you know, I got to get back to the office. But if our cold-pressed juices, the beauty of those is that they're good for 4 to 7 days, depending on the ingredients in them. So you can pick those up ahead of time, have a few, and then, so, okay, I'm eating pizza today, let me bring one of my red juices, or let me bring an orange, which has orange, pineapple, and carrots. You know, it's cold and flu season. This is a good, you know, drink with your meal instead of having that soda or water. So you're still getting nutrition, but you can have that other food too. So back to, that's a good way to get people to kind of realize, okay, I don't have to give up everything. I can just take baby steps.
Yeah.
And then crowd it out and eventually have more and more of the organic and whole foods, no pesticides, no chemicals. And then they eventually will, for the most part, get on board. And I'm not going to say they're going to be 100% because it's hard. But when they start feeling better and they are closer to that 100% mark, it becomes easy. It really does.
So, Renee, you guys also are doing stuff with people who are moving, right?
I mean,
and I actually would think that that's something that I would like. I hate packing and I hate unpacking. I think most people hate moving.
It's stressful. It's a stressful time.
So is that usually, I mean, just so I understand what the service is exactly, I mean, are you offering to just help them load the boxes and then unload the boxes, or are you guys actually bringing trucks and helping people move? When people think movers.
No, we also have a relationship with a couple of movers in town, but we pack. So we zone everything again. And then it'll be easier for us to unpack. So, we have a lot of ladies on the team and guys, and we just bring them in and we pack and we label it where we know where wood box all the contents are in. You know, we have a certain system and process in our packing. But the reason why we came up with that is because a lot of people were asking us to unpack. Or they've been in their house for 3 years, but they still have a lot of boxes that they haven't unpacked in 3 years. So, you know, I just realized that, you know, that is a definite need. You know, we can set up a house in a day to 2 days, depending on the size and the amount of contents. But, I mean, it is really organized to a T at the end of the day. And then we design on top of that. So we'll hang art, place the furniture, direct the movers and let them know exactly where to put certain furniture items. So on moving day, the client doesn't even have to be home. A lot of times they're just, you know, sitting in the background just watching, and they're so relieved that they don't have to make these decisions, you know, because we kind of direct the whole thing.
I mean, I would think there might be some sensitive stuff that people don't want you guys necessarily packing up. I mean, do people like open the keys to their house? They say, come in,
always
pack it up.
always.
And so do they have to have a conversation where there's some sort of understanding? I mean, of course, I imagine you're not going around saying, like, well, somebody had this in their house and that in their house.
Oh, but no,
I mean, like,
never,
yeah,
never.
But I mean, like, it just struck me that, like, thinking about, I don't know, mean anything, you know, illegal or nefarious, but, I mean, everybody's got something. They're like, you know, I don't want people to know that I wear, you know, braces at night and here's my, you know.
No, we don't come across that.
I mean, imagine you guys working on a contract basis or I mean, like, how does that actually, if I come to you and I'm okay, I'm ready to sign me up, I mean, like, do I expect to go at an hourly rate or am I going to be paying you a lump sum?
Well, first of all, when somebody calls, I schedule an in-home assessment of the space just to find out the scope of the project and how many people I would need on the job and the deadline. You know, some people would like us to come in maybe one day a week or something like that, ongoing. Or most people would like everything done ASAP yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, then I would give an estimate of the project, and it's usually pretty close. So I would give an estimate of the labor, and then if they need or decide that they would like products like baskets and Lazy Susans and things, I do carry those in our van, so we do have those on hand if needed. But we really like to shop the client's home first to see what type of organizational products they have that maybe we could, you know, borrow from another space and, you know, just to keep their costs down and be efficient.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could all use a little bit more efficiency in our lives one way or another, whether in what we eat or what we do with our space. And it's great to see two people figuring that out for folks and trying to help us have more clean and mindful lives. So, Renee and Beverly, it was great having you both on the show. Thanks for coming on Out to Lunch Acadiana.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
My guests on Out to Lunch Acadiana today have been Renee Ori of Amazing Spaces and Beverly Boatner of Clean Juice Lafayette. We edited this show to fit into the time slot here on KRVS, and you can hear our unedited conversation and find out more about Beverly and Renee and what they do by listening to the Out to Lunch Acadiana podcast, which you can find anywhere you get podcasts and on our website, itsacadiana.com. If you want to know what we look like, you can find photos from the show on itsacadiana.com and on our social media. Out to Lunch Acadiana is a production of INO Broadcasting for itsacadiana.com and KRBS 88.7 FM. The producer of our show is Grant Morris. Our technical producer is Eric Merle. Today's show was engineered and photographed by Kieran McIntosh. Our associate producers are Molly Richard and Jan Rischer. Our researcher is Ty Banowitz. I'm Christian Mader. I'm editor of The Current, Lafayette's nonprofit source for local news. To find out more of what matters in Lafayette, head over to our website, thecurrentla.com, and sign up for our newsletter. I'll see you here again next time around the lunch table for more business Acadiana style on Out to Lunch Acadiana. Bye-bye.
Out to Lunch Acadiana is recorded live over lunch at the French Press in downtown Lafayette. Since 2009, the French Press has been serving Cajun brunch and providing custom catering for uniquely personalized events. The French Press is open 7 days a week till 2 p.m. with dishes like Cajun Eggs Benedict and Sweet Baby Breezes. Major support for Out to Lunch is provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937 with over 375 attorneys in offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base. JonesWalker.com. And by Shorten Associates, legal recruiters in Louisiana and Texas. And by Lafayette Comedy, bringing national comedy shows to Acadiana. Mitchell Foreman wrote and performs all the music on Out to Lunch. You can hear Mitchell's music anywhere great jazz is sold or streamed, and at MitchellForeman.com.
Two hours of classic Rasta reggae every Sunday night here on KRVS. This is Cecil bringing you Jaman. 2 hours of classic ska, rock steady, roots, DJ, and dub here on KRVS 88.7 FM, krvs.org, a service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
The latest recording by eminent Irish harpist, composer, teacher, and orchestra director Janet Harbison. Leading the Hour of Harpistry this week, Monday at noon and Sunday at midnight on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Bayou to Bell.